أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لئن بسطت إلي يدك لتقتلني ما أنا بباسط يدي إليك لأقتلك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 28 of Surah Ma'idah and continuing with the incident of the two sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Habil and Qabil. Habil had a twin sister, Qabil also had a twin sister. The twin sister of Qabil was more beautiful, and according to the law, Qabil should have married the sister of Habil, and Habil should have married the sister of Qabil. However, Qabil did not relent. He wanted to marry his own sister, and he threatened his brother Habil that he will kill him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates then, لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ, that if you stretch your hand towards me, that you kill me, I will not stretch my hand towards you to kill you. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates the second aspect of the speech of Habil. Despite the fact that he was physically the stronger of the two, he did not defend himself. One was, he said that Allah ta'ala accepts from the muttaqeen. Allah ta'ala accepts from those who have the quality of taqwa. Secondly, he gives the assurance here that I will not stretch my hand, I will not kill you even if you do so. Up to this point in time, there could have been just a threat that I will kill you. No murder had taken place on the surface of this earth before that. But yet, Habil was very composed, and he gave, so to say, an assurance that I will not kill you even if you endeavor to do so. There will be absolutely no attempt from me. In the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the last days of this world, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there will be anarchy, there will be strife. And this anarchy and strife will increase to such an extent that it will be quicker than the darkening of the night. After sunset, we see the darkness sets in, and then it becomes dark very quickly thereafter, after twilight. Like that will be strife, and that strife and anarchy will continue. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person that is sitting is better than the one that is standing. The person walking is better than the one that is running. Then the advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave, that break your bows and break the cords of the bows, crush your swords under rocks, and at that time remain in your homes. In other words, this will be strife between my ummah, between people of my ummah, and hence one person should not lift his hands upon the other. Remain at home, and should anyone come to attack you, threaten you, to kill you, then be like the better of the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu was salam. In other words, لَإِن بَسَطْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِي يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ, that if a believer confronts you, a believer wants to take your life, there is no reason whatsoever, then at that time of strife and anarchy, rather you give your life, it is better, but do not be the one that will lift your hands against another believer. Now when we look at the life of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a reign of khilafat of a period of 12 years. 6 years was that of stability, and then thereafter the rebels continued to make their corruption against Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, making absurd allegations against Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now going back to the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Uthman, you will be given the mantle to wear, And at that time, no matter how much people will force you to remove it, do not remove it. In other words, at that time, you'll be given khilafat. And this was the foreseeing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophecy of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is nobody in this world that can say that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu or his predecessors, Sayyidina Abu Bakr or Sayyidina Umar, had taken the khilafat by force. It was the prophecy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nonetheless, when they force you to take off this mantle, do not remove it. In other words, no matter how much they force you to leave the Khilafat, to resign from the Khilafat, do not do so. Then at that time, be the better of the two brothers of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salat was salam. And then we found that Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ulama have stated that the first of this ummah to have made amal on this ayat and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that no matter how severe, how threatening the opposition against Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, the threat of his life. He was the Khalifa, the army was under his control, he had the power at that time. But Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, neither did he retaliate, nor did he allow anyone else to retaliate on his behalf. And in that way, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had become shaheed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Habil, and Allah ta'ala shows this example. Inni akhafullaha rabbal alameen. Certainly, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire world. There is no fear that I have for you, my brother, but my fear is for Allah Ta'ala, and because of my fear for Allah Ta'ala, neither will I retaliate, nor would I be the first to advance and to attack you. And this is the precedence that had been set down by Habil, and then we find Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu in this ummah. Besides the fact of murder, besides the fact of spilling blood, brothers, we need to look after the honor of our Muslim brothers. Whether it is in public, whether it is in social media, wherever it may be, do not take away the izzat of another Muslim brother. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the witness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the judge. And leave matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.